Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you guys want to see something, go to our YouTube page right now.
What if I'm in the studio and I don't want to see it? Whose theme song is this, Pony? It's not Val Venus. No way.
No. Pony said it was Val Venus. This sounds like old Sexual Chocolate.
It does sound
Mark
like
Mark Henry.
Do you have a flu shot too?
I did actually.
You got like a Band-Aid falling off your arm.
I had to get a physical today, guys.
No way.
I did.
What did your doctor say?
He almost got the cord stuck on the piercing.
My headphones almost got stuck on my nipples.
I thought, by the way, just for the record,
I went to get my physical and I brought it up to her. My pierced nipples. I said, "This is going to get awkward," and she said, "Believe me, I've heard a lot of awkward stuff in here."
Yeah.
As a doctor, and I said, "I got my nipples pierced last night." Next words out of her mouth, no joke. She goes, "Oh, my ex-husband had his nipples pierced, and he's a cop." Yeah. First time I've met with this doctor. Very nice. Works downstairs, the building here.
Oh, you get your physicals right here. Talk about one-stop shopping.
Yeah. So.
I gotta be honest, Don. I thought stopped working with Joe that my days of having somebody just take off their shirt mid-segment were over. Joe would routinely celebrate his rare quiz show wins by taking off his shirt.
Yep.
How do they feel?
Still a dull pain. It feels like someone is very delicately squeezing my nipples.
I mean, most people would say you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. So
I can't,
not all bad.
I can't really look at
not
you right
terrible
now and
sensation.
take you that seriously. How does Stella and Amanda feel about this?
Stella's already over it. She said, "I don't like those."
How long, next question, do you plan on leaving them in?
I think I'm taking them out tomorrow before trick-or-treating.
Smart. Do you feel like ultimately like this was, as far as the pain and whatever, better or worse than you
no,
thought it
the
would
pain
be?
Sucked. Donnie, you can tell people about this. He was the low-key MVP
the
night.
Because you didn't make a sound. You had the hat over your face. You didn't make a sound. You didn't grimace. But I heard later that, like, if your hands were, like, Caulfield size, Donnie would be in the hospital and have, like, a big bulb cast
because
on
right that's
now.
How I processed the pain.
You just
I needed
squeezed?
To squeeze Donnie's hand to oh. grin and bear it. And so under my hat, I was just going,
but I didn't hear a peep, and I was right there.
Well, she couldn't. Kate, who pierced me, couldn't hear a peep either because she's like, "All right, inhale, take a deep breath, and then let it out." And I'm like, "Okay, when?" And before I know, just went right in before I had a chance to brace myself for it, which maybe she did on purpose.
I mean, she was an artiste, though. She was a surgeon with that.
She did.
Oh, she nailed
him.
She was great.
Yeah, she was.
And then
awesome.
She gave you tons of credit. She said you were a 10 of 10, like, as a piercing subject.
And her assistant had a Prince Albert.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, he told me that. Yep. I've learned a lot about piercings.
I mean, at
in the
that
last
point, I
weeks.
Think you just compulsively like to have piercings if you've
I think
got
so.
A Prince Albert.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a great night last night. We raised $12,000, which is still pretty surreal.
I do want to just give you sincere credit. It's been played for laughs. I got somebody proving via Instagram direct message. They messaged Barstool Big Cat and asked him for an opinion on it.
What'd he say? Anything?
He said, looks obviously happy that he got it done.
Of course.
Hold on. Let me make sure I'm representing this correctly. But while I'm digging this up from my messages.
I made TMZ.
This was Jake. Can we get a comment on a local legend getting his nips pierced? And it was just the picture of the three of us with you in the middle. Barstool Big Cat, happiest guy in the world, is what he wrote. Which, I mean, very funny.
I was beaming in more ways than one. I would agree with that last night.
You had your headlights on. There's no question.
Was there a certain type of rush when you finished it? Like, I know you made that whole announcement to the crowd.
What a rush!
There was.
You sat up like The Undertaker, Michael Myers.
That was something we have been told by, like, numerous people. They were like, he literally just did The Undertaker's zombie sit-up. You sat up so calmly like you were Mr. Badass, turned and faced an adoring public.
Yeah. No, it... I did have a rush because it's like, I just... did it, and so many people
said you would
told me that I would back out and chicken out and buy my way out of it and weasel my way out of it.
So it's like,
and
getting a prediction right, in a sense, that kind of rush.
I'm putting it in your face. No, I think even better than that. But in the end, getting the prediction wrong was actually the best thing in the world.
$12,000, man. Legitimate shout out to you for following up on this. And now you've got this now mushrooming out into hopefully doing even more. Did you hear what Bostic said to Crowley this morning?
That Bostic is going to have Crowley do a prostate exam on the air?
That he is going to pay off both the pit bet, where he was supposed to wear a pit shirt, that he's going to pay off that and the leopard thong bet by wearing a pit thong, walking across the bridge.
Yeah, going into a striptease music now.
Going into a blue medical tent, and then during Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is September, so he's got, as Crowley put it, I have time to get jacked up. I look good.
You hear that,
all
Doug?
Right, Crowley.
Crowley
body,
jacked up.
Yeah, body by Guinness and shame.
He looks like the Spoon or Forky character from Toy Story. You know the guy I'm talking about?
He looks like one of the characters from like a Tim Burton Nightmare on Elm Street, like how they're all skinny and angular.
Nightmare on Christmas.
Yeah, Alex Nightmare loves Before those. Christmas. But
is that a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I think it's kind of both. I think it's a Christmas movie. But anyway, he wants him to get a prostate exam for prostate awareness, obviously cancer awareness, which if Crowley actually does this, I'd give him credit because he'd be combining three bets at once.
If the idea here now is that people want to one-up me and the money from it goes to a great place, I'm all for it.
So am I.
I do want to segue from how great last night was, and if people want to call in about it, they can, 412-928-9370.
Met a lot of big fans of the show, which is always cool, too. I would kind of expect nothing less.
I did think the picture that I sent out of me with my nipples pierced and it going to TMZ and all these places. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the picture of a leering Tony and Butler in the background of the picture.
Pompiani mentioned that on the sports call.
I think makes the picture great.
Pompiani mentioned that on the sports call. He goes, we've got people tweeting it, like Ryan tweeting in saying, how has nobody mentioned the guy in the background looking like he's having the time of his life?
And a little bit creepy,
like,
but
I was like, I think that's our guy Tony and Butler.
It is.
Jameson on the YouTube comments, these are getting a little harsh. People are being very complimentary of you doing this.
Yep.
Jameson, I thought Pony worked out.
Wow. Okay.
Leslie.
Good, just more motivation. Give me more chips to put on my shoulder.
Maybe Leslie is really hitting you with one here, and Leslie is a stalwart of the chat.
Yeah.
I want Pony to put his shirt back on.
Jeez. Well, I'll do it for next segment.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the one that loves Austin?
No, that's Desiree.
Okay. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Austin's got...
Well, I
was going to say, if she's taking shots at Pony for not working out, I got some bad news.
I'm going to be very fair here to Leslie and say I also want him to put his shirt back on. I know he's doing that in about 6 minutes, and it's going to be the longest 6 minutes since I had to try to run a mile in that time frame. It feels like it's just every second is passing in
is
like halftime.
Is it that bad? I mean, it's not like my schlong's out. It's just a guy with his shirt off. If you went to a beach or a pool, you would see several people who I'm guessing are not in the kind of physical shape that I'm in. I'm not saying I'm a specimen by any means.
You know what?
But that's
Did we have the YouTube feed when Big Ed Vega came in?
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't.
We didn't have the YouTube feed, but I mean, Big Ed is a big guy.
Who wears overalls with no undershirt.
You weren't lifting back then. I wasn't lifting. There was not a lot of muscle definition. And
we
nobody,
put overalls on yeah, with Ed in an act of camaraderie that day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I mean, Donnie was down in Naples. You weren't seeing old men down there with their shirts off and man boobs hanging out? Gotta be worse than this.
Oh yeah. I mean, the average age down there is like 78.
Did you see anybody wearing the classic look of like very hairy fat guy wearing a gigantic medallion? Looks like he just bakes in butter
and
all
Speedo.
Day.
Speedos are big for certain old people. Europeans love Speedos.
I surprisingly did not catch one of those.
But it looks like one of those.
It's common there.
Partner, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right? The guy who looks like he was kind of in the mob in an earlier life, that kind of deal.
Well, here's a segue from last night to today.
Okay.
And it's in the spirit of last night. Because I have another prediction to make right now.
Okay.
And I'm not going to bet anything on it.
Smart.
The Steelers are going to beat the Colts on Sunday. The Steelers are going to end this two-game losing streak and beat the NFL's best team through the first 8 weeks of the season and temporarily right the ship. I feel very good about that. Two things right now have pushed me in that direction. Number one, I like the change in player attitude. You had Freiermuth with us last night. I like the way he was talking about the importance of this game off the air to us. No cameras on, no microphones. Him just giving his transparent, honest feelings.
He was very serious
about
it.
That was backed up in practice by Hayward and Watt practicing yesterday. They always get veteran Wednesdays off. They're treating this game like it's almost their Super Bowl. They know they've been criticized and cut to ribbons and called out and ridiculed and demeaned and all those things, and rightfully so. So I think they're going to have a spirited effort. Not great. I don't think they're going to shut out the Colts or anything, but I don't think the Colts are going to come in here and score 40 on them. Okay. The other thing that is absolutely true about the Colts, it's Halloween tomorrow. This game's going to get played the first weekend, first Sunday in November. This will legitimately be their first road game all year. They've played five games at home. Here are their three road games. Rams, sterile environment, L.A. Chargers, sterile environment, L.A. Titans, team stinks, nobody cares.
You could probably just say sterile environment again.
Right. So this is going to be the first time, and it's not going to be like Green Bay where their fans infiltrated Pittsburgh because it was a bucket list thing to do. Now, I think the crowd could turn on the Steelers.
I was going to say,
I think a home crowd could turn into a road environment if people get, you know, they'll look for a reason to get mad. Mm-hmm. But the Colts have not played. Everything has been neutral. Everything's been perfect. Now they're coming into a place where even Aaron Rodgers is saying yesterday, the field is what it is. It's still not that good. I kind of want to see how they respond to that. They've got a little bit of the greatest show on turf field to me right now, which is obviously one of the great teams in NFL history. But let's make them mutters here on Sunday. Let's put them on a slow track and see what they look like.
So maybe they've only played on a grass track in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I think
they did put 41 on Tennessee, if I'm being fair here.
But it's Tennessee. I just think there's reason to think the Steelers will show up in this game and play well.
Well, I try when
I'm not picking them, man.
I'm not stunned to hear you say that. I'm not. Because I just kind of had a gut feeling you were going to be leaning that way on this.
Why is that?
Because I think you subscribe to the theory that when the NFL
God
looks...
God bless you.
It was just a cough. It was
coughing in my
There's
throat.
A cough button so that doesn't go out over the air.
We had a listener, by the way, message me and said, Pony looks better with his shirt off than I expected. I said it to my wife last night. Now that's some pillow talk right there. Hey, honey, are you in the mood?
What if it was ... in bed?
Hey, honey, are you in the mood? I am now that I saw Pony with his shirt off. No, I just think you tend to subscribe, and I know you go deep on the stats and you watch so much football. I mean, we all do, but I do think you tend to subscribe to the theory that the NFL is an unpredictable league in the sense that just when you think a team is obviously dead, like the Steelers look defensively, and a team is obviously thriving, like the Colts are clearly on offense, they're the best offense in the league and near the top of every individual statistical category, that's when a game turns. And you would actually probably say, based on how bad the Steelers have looked on defense and how good the Colts have looked on offense, that the number even in Pittsburgh should be higher than 3, which is what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only numbers that I can come up with, though, that like support the idea that this would happen are the fact that the Colts have been pretty fortunate as far as protecting the football. They've only turned the ball over, period, in 2 separate games this year, 3 times against the Rams. They lost.
Yeah.
And once in a pretty close game against the Cardinals.
Horrible interception by Jones and an unforgivable fumble by the guy when he was scoring a touchdown.
They have A.D. Mitchell. They have forced a turnover in every single game this year.
And Aaron Rodgers doesn't just give it away.
He's thrown
give it away now.
He's thrown a couple of yakkers. But the Steelers also haven't forced one in a couple games. And I do get the sense that you and maybe other people might feel like some of those stats are going to regress to the mean or even out. Having said that, very quickly before we toss it to Donnie, on paper, I can't get there, man. Because this team just looks like it's built to beat the absolute tar out of people. And then when those teams try to stop themselves from getting physically dominated, they just have something good cooked up with Jones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.